नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 2 टेक्स्ट नंबर 7 प्रेयर्स बाय द डेमिगॉड्स इज इट 7 10 ओके टेक्स्ट नंबर 10 प्रेयर्स बाय द डेमिगॉड्स अर्चिष्यन्ति मनुष्यास् त्वाम् सर्वकामा वरेश्वरीम् धूपोपहारा बलिभिः सर्वकामा वरप्रदम् अर्चिष्यन्ति मनुष्यस्त्वाम् सर्वकामवरेश्वरीम् धूपोपहारबालिभिः सर्वकामवरप्रदाम् अर्चिष्यन्ति मनुष्यस्त्वाम् सर्वकामवरेश्वरीम् धूपोपहारबालिभिः सर्वकामवरं प्रदाम् अर्चिष्यन्ति मनुष्यस्त्वाम् सर्वकामवरेश्वरीम् धूपोपहारबालिभिः सर्वकामवरं प्रदाम् अर्चिष्यन्ति मनुष्यस्त्वाम् धूपोपहारबालिभिः सर्वकामवरप्रदम् अर्चिष्यन्ति मनुष्यस्त्वाम् सर्वकामपरेश्वरीम् उपोपहार बालिभिः सर्वकाम परप्रणम् अर्चिष्यन्ति मनुष्यस्त्वाम् सर्वकाम परेश्वरीम् उपोपहार बालिभिः सर्वकाम परप्रणम् अर्चिष्यन्ति मनुष्यस्त्वाम् सर्वकामपरेश्वरीम् धूपोपहारबालिभिः सर्वकाम मातुजीस् अर्चिष्यन्ति मनुष्यस्त्वाम् सर्वकामपरेश्वरीम् धूपोपहार बालिभिः सर्वकाम परप्रणाम् अर्चिष्यन्ति विल् वर्शिप् मनुष्या ह्यूमन् सोसैटी त्वाम् अन्टु यू सर्वकामपर ईश्वरीम् Because you are the best of the demigods who can fulfill all material desires. Dupa by incense. Upahara by presentations. Balibi by different types of worship through sacrifice. Sarvakama of all material desires. Vara, the blessings. Pradam, one who can bestow. Translation. By sacrifices of animals, ordinary human beings will worship you gorgeously with various paraphernalia because you are supreme in fulfilling the material desires of everyone. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 7:20, kamaistaistair ritigyana prapadyante nyadevataha. Those whose minds are distorted by material desires surrender unto demigods. Therefore, the word manusya, meaning human being, here refers to one who does not know the actual goal of life. Such a person wants to enjoy the material world by taking birth in a highly elevated family with the benefits of education, beauty, and immense wealth, which in this material world are desirable. One who has forgotten the real aim of life may worship Goddess Durga, Maya Shakti, under various names for different purposes and in different places. As there are many holy places for the worship of Krishna, there are also many holy places in India for the worship of Durga Devi or Maya Devi, who took birth as the daughter of Jasoda. After cheating Kamsa, Maya Devi dispersed herself to various places, especially in Vindhyachala, to accept regular worship from ordinary men. A human being should actually be interested in understanding Atma Tattva, the truth of Atma, the spirit soul, and Paramatma, the supreme soul. Those who are interested in Atma Tattva worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yasmin vigyate sarvam evam vigyatam bhavati. However, as explained in the next verse of this chapter, those who cannot understand Atma Tattva, apasyatam Atma Tattvam, worship Yoga Maya and her different features. Therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam says, Shrotavyadini Rajendra Ninam Shanti Sahasrasaha Apasyatam Atma Tattvam Griheshu Griyamedinam. Those persons who are materially engrossed, being blind to the knowledge of ultimate truth, have many subject matters for hearing in human society, O Emperor. Those who are interested in remaining in this material world and are not interested in spiritual salvation have many duties, but for one who is interested in spiritual salvation, the only duty is to surrender fully unto Krishna. Sarvadharman Prityaja Mamekam Sharanam Braja. Such a person is not interested in material enjoyment. Archasyanti Manusyastvam Sarvakama Vareshwarim Dupopahara Balibi Sarvakama Varapradam. By sacrifices of animals, ordinary human beings will worship you gorgeously with various paraphernalia because you are supreme in fulfilling the material desires of everyone. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Giranjana Shalakaya Chaksur Unmiritam Jaina Tasmai Sri Gurve Namah. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto his lotus feet. So here, the position of Durga, Kali Ma, is given. In India, many people worship Durga to fulfill, as Prabhupada says here, and as the verse says here, to fulfill their material desires. It says one should not go to the banks of the Jamuna if one wants to fill one's material desires. Because, as we heard the other day, Krishna has 100 hands. We have 2 hands. What can you hold on to? Krishna can take everything. He's known as Hari, or he who takes everything, away. We are not worshiping Krishna to become bountiful. The worshippers of Durga, and even we see many churches in Western culture that they claim if you worship God, if you accept Jesus, then you will become bountiful. But actually, our philosophy says, if you worship Krishna, first thing is, He takes everything away. He's known as Hari. Whatever you have, the proof of your surrender, first stage of surrender, is Krishna takes everything. Therefore, those who approach Krishna are known as akinchana gochara. They don't want to hold on to material things. They only want Krishna. Our real wealth is Krishna consciousness. A Brahmin's real wealth is his knowledge, her knowledge of the Shastra. That is sadhu and sadvi. Sadhu means saintly person. Titikshava karunika surida sarva dehinam ajata satrava santa sarva sarubhushana. There are different characteristics which decorate the personality of the person of a saintly person, a sadhu or a sadvi. Ta ete sadava sadvi. Sadhu is a holy man and sadvi is a holy woman. There are holy men and there are holy women. And Shastra says, Mahat sevam dwaram ahur vimuktes tamo dwaram yositam sangi sangam mahantas te sama chita prasanta vimanyava surida sadavoye. First, the Tikshava Karunika, a saintly person, their qualities are they are Titikshava Karunika, tolerant and merciful. Tolerance means that whatever is happening in our life, we don't blame someone else. Or how could there be God? People oftentimes say, if they can do such a thing to small children or people who have no innocent people. But that is the nature of karma. For a Vaishnava, he thinks, I should have gotten so much punishment, but Krishna is so kind, he's only giving me a token. I should have gotten my hand lopped off, instead I only got 10 or 15 stitches. Not me, but someone. A token. And he accepts it as Krishna's mercy. Tatikshava Karunika. And a Vaishnava, a sadhu, a sadvi, is very merciful. The mercy is they have this great gift, the jewel of Krishna consciousness, of chanting and hearing. Prabhupada's books, what a jewel. And they're full of mercy and compassion that they just want to give it to others. Somehow or other, give people Krishna consciousness, Krishna prasad, Krishna books, Krishna kirtan. They're very merciful. Suridas, Titikshava Karunika, Suridas Sarvadehinam. Suridas Sarvadehinam means the well-wishing friend of all living entities. Everyone thinks they have friends I think these days they call BFF, best friend forever. But if you do something to upset me, you're no longer my BFF. I think they have a symbol, BFF with a cross through it. It's no more BFF. It was forever, but it just ended. No more my BFF. Best friend forever. But Krishna is our well-wishing friend forever. And the saintly person, Srila Prabhupada, is our well-wisher forever. He signs all his letters, your ever well-wisher. That is the saintly person. There are three types of saintly persons, or devotees. There's the one who has become perfect by Nitya Siddha. He was born perfect. Like our spiritual master, Prabhupada was once asked what he was in his last life. Prabhupada said that I was a doctor, physician, and I was sinless. So Nitya Siddha means free from sin, whole life, whole previous life. We were born from sin. I don't know, maybe there's someone here, but I speak for myself. Born from sin, born in sin, and born to sin. Given all facilities for sinful life, from the day of birth, I guarantee you. So we are not, we should never think, oh, I'm in that category of Jiva Mukta or Nitya Siddha. Nitya Siddha is very special. That doesn't happen very often. And then Prabhupada explains, there is Sadhana Siddha, means becoming perfect by performance of sadhana. Sadhakas are persons who practice sadhana. They're known as sadhakas. In Hebrew, the word for a saint, not by coincidence, is tzaddik, tzaddika. And in Sanskrit, the word is sadhaka. Same thing. You studied Hebrew? I also. Tzaddika and tzaddik. So the saintly person, by practicing sadhana, means by coming to the temple, by worshiping the deity, by attending a program of sadhana, hearing, chanting, remembering. We see so many people in the impersonal class here in America. They're chanting Kalima, Jaima, Jai Ganesh, sometimes even Hare Krishna, and they have no sadhana. They don't even know what sadhana means. I asked one of them, do you follow regulative principles? And he said to me, what's a regulative principle? I said, oh, I mean regulations and principles of devotion. He said, no, our guru never said anything like that. Some we won't mention, Mayavadi guru. He never said not to eat meat. He never said not to have illicit connection. He never said not to take intoxications, because we were at their kirtan and they were drinking wine, smoking marijuana, and when we brought the Mahaprasadam, leftover Mahaprasadam, very leftover Mahaprasadam, for their Wednesday night program. I went to grab a samosa that they had brought, I thought from some Indian store, and one Maharaji said, "Sir, don't." One of their people. I said, "Oh, I'm sorry, what? You were there, weren't you?" He was with us. A few years back, she said, "That's a lamb samosa." I was like, wait a second. The women are all wearing short skirts, sitting cross-legged. They're drinking wine, passing around a big, big cigar of marijuana. And they said to me, "Sir, take some. Everybody needs a little vino and marijuana before kirtan." And I said, "Well, no, I'm driving. I can't. I'm taking the big drive from West LA to Palms." In this way, so-called worshipers of Kali, they have no sadhana. They don't know what means sadhana. They don't know what means regulative principles. And yet, they're chanting and thinking that they're in some sort of bhava. Oh, come to the bhava. Experience the bhava. You don't even know sadhu sangha. You don't even know shraddha. Rupa Goswami Prabhupada said, "Ado shraddhata sadhu sangata bhajana kriya, tato anartha nivritti syat, tato nista ruchistata, tato bhavas, tato prema budanchati, sadakanam amyam pramne padurbhavet kramaha." He said in the beginning, you have to have faith in Lord Krishna. Ado shraddhata sadhu sangha, and you associate with sadhus. Sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sarva shastra koi, lava matra sadhu sangha, sarva siddhi hoy. 1/11th of a second of associating with real pure devotee can give one immediate engagement in devotional service. Even Shankaracharya, he was on the road with his disciples, and while he was on the road, they came across a grammarian teacher and his students, and he was preaching to his students, all you need is grammar for perfection in life. And Shankaracharya, the history notes, Prabhupada quotes, said, "Bhaja Govinda, Bhaja Govinda, Bhaja Govinda, Mura Mate." Fools and rascals, just worship Govinda. What are you saying? Grammar. Sanskrit grammar is the perfection. You have to worship Govinda. Then he went on to say, Shankaracharya, "Satsangatve nisangatvam, nisangatve nirmohatvam, nirmohatve nischalatatvam, nischalatatvam jivanmukta." Satsangatve, by sadhu sangha, associating with the saintly persons, with devotees of Krishna, one gives up the association of cripple-minded persons, of mundane personalities, and those who are worshiping the demigods for some benefit or for many benefits. Satsangatve nisangatvam, nisangatve nirmohatvam. When one gives up the association of these mundane-minded persons, one becomes free from moha, illusion, nirmohatvam. Nirmohatve, nischalatatvam. When one gives up the illusion, Shankaracharya says, then one begins the path of self-realization. Nischalatatvam, and on that path of self-realization, jiva mukta, then one can become a liberated soul. Bhaja Govinda, Bhaja Govinda, Govinda Bhaja Mudamate. So, in this way, even Shankaracharya told his disciples, become sadhakas, become worshippers of Lord Krishna. Tatikshava Karunika Surida Sarvadehinam Ajata Satravasanta. Their enemy was never born, saintly people. Sarvasanta, they're peaceful, they abide by the regulative principles, and all their characteristics are sublime. This is a sadhu. Mahatsevam dwaram, ahuravimuktas tamodwaram, yositam sanghi sangam. If one wants to be lifted out of this material quagmire, mahatsevam dwaram, the door can be opened by serving the Mahatma. Tamodwaram, but by the door to the other direction, to the hellish, tamo. Tamodwaram, yosit sangha, by debauchery and engagement in this material world. Mahantaste sama, chitta prasanta, vimanyava surida sadhavoye. These are the sadhus. They serve the mahats, the great saintly persons. So, the what is that? Nitya siddha. Then there is sadhana siddha. And lastly, there is kripa siddha. Srila Prabhupada was explaining in class. Kripa siddha is also very rare by mercy of Lord Krishna. And he's not thinking. Devotees should not be thinking that I can stop chanting, I can stop eating prasad, I can stop following the regulative principles and attending Mangalarti Guru Puja and Bhagavatam class because I'll get the kripa, the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Krishna, the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. Kripa siddha is very special. Srila Prabhupada explained, Nityananda Prabhu gave it to Jagai and Madai. Jagai and Madai were so bad, it's described, I think in Chaitanya Bhagavat, they were so bad that they were caught sometimes on the street. There was a blind man, the old blind man, he was collecting alms. And his young daughter, or granddaughter, was there assisting him. Jagai and Madai came, they beat up the old man, kicked him while he was down, took his money, and then molested the young granddaughter, teenage, whatever. This was Jagai and Madai. And when Nityananda Prabhu came, he gave them kripa siddha. He gave them his special mercy to become perfect devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And now you go to India, these same two, they have temple of Jagai and Madai. I think in Bengal, you've been? It's called Jagai and Madai Temple. A temple dedicated for Jagai and Madai, Vaishnav temple. So there's these siddhas We are in the category, we have to perform sadhana. That's why our spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, gave us this nice process of sadhana bhakti. We can hear and chant in the association of devotees. There are different types of devotees. The pure devotee, he sees Krishna and everyone serving Krishna. Don't think I'm pure devotee. I don't need to take care of my health because I'm going back to Godhead for sure. Do you see Krishna and everyone as servant of Krishna 24 hours in a day? Are you chanting? The next is the second class, and there's third class. Third class sees everything more or less, Kanista Adhikari, as Maya. She's not even able to discern what is Krishna and what is Maya. But the second class devotee, whom we all are aspiring for, sees Krishna in the temple and we worship him. That is preacher. Second class devotee is preacher. He sees the Vaishnavs and the Vaishnavis see the Vaishnavis. He befriends the Vaishnav. Those who are senior, he takes instruction. Those who are equal, he befriends. And those who are junior, he gives instruction. But that is also, how is it done? Rupa Goswami Prabhupada, in the Science of Krishna Consciousness, explains that it's a system of love. Prema Pumarta Mahan. Love for Krishna ultimately, but that love can be expressed from one devotee and another. It isn't that we have to just go up hugging each other all day, every day. Rupa Goswami Prabhupada didn't exactly say that. Of course, to touch the body of devotee is transcendental. But Rupa Goswami Prabhupada said, Dadati pratigrinati guyam akyati prichati bhungte bojayate chaiva sadviram pratilakshanam. That love, pratilakshanam, the six symptoms of love, sadviram pratilakshanam, are to give gifts in charity and to accept gifts. Go to the gift shop of Govindas. Buy a nice kurta dhoti. Give it to your god brother. Give it to me. I'll tell you my size and everything. Tadati pratigrinati. Give gifts, accept gifts. Give prasadam and accept prasadam. Go to Govind Prabhuji. I've got all these sweets. There was one great devotee here. He was head pujari for so many years. He used to come with a big bag. He always had this big book bag. I thought he was a book distributor at first. His head pujari, his book bag was filled with samosas. Giant samosas. And whenever he saw you needed something, a boost, you were down, or whatever your situation, Prabhuji, this is for you. What love! Somebody gives you a samosa, that is love! Of course, a pakora is okay too. What? Oh, not, must be prasadam. Give gifts, give prasadam, accept prasadam. Reveal one's mind and in confidence and inquire confidentially. Prabhuji, how are you doing today? Everything all right? How was Sankirtan? Are you going to be okay? I heard this happened, that happened. Inquire confidentially and reveal one's mind in confidence. Oh, I'm having so much trouble getting up in the morning, or I'm eating too much sweets, or whatever your difficulty. This is the love. This is love. They have so many songs. This is love. This is la 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 love. This is actually love. According to Rupa Goswami Prabhupada, and we are Rupanugas. We are followers of Rupa Goswami. Dadati pratigrinati guyama kyati prachati bhungte bojayate chaiva sadviram pratilakshanam. This is our science of love. And then, so the second class devotee, he sees the deity, he sees the devotees, helps those, befriends those, and takes inquiry from those. He sees the innocent, who we heard the other day, are like little demons. Actually, innocent means they are candidates for Krishna consciousness. They may be a little bit demoniac, innocent, but they are candidates because they're innocent. And he sees those that are, so he preaches to the innocent. And for the actual demoniac, the atheist, the blasphemer, he avoids. This is the second class, Madhyam Adhikari. So in this way, in our Krishna consciousness movement, is a science of advancement. It's not that we offer anything, do anything, and say anything as long as you do a little kirtan. Does not our philosophy. Kirtan is part of the process of sadhana. Even our young people should know kirtan is part of sadhana. You have to become a sadhaka to chant. Otherwise, your chanting is not the same potency as a sadhaka's chanting. So, not that we feel holier than thou, a second class devotee should not condescend, but we have to know the actual science and know the differentiation. What is Krishna and what is Maya? All glory to Sri Guru and Gauranga.
It's like the bird.